Good morning, freaks and geeks. I'm Brady Campbell. Welcome to another special edition of How to Make It Better. Today, we've got Kevin Lee in the studio, and we're ready to have a deep dive into the future of smartphones. Kevin, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, now let's start at the beginning. Kevin, you mentioned the radical shift from clunky 90s mobiles to today, sleek smartphones. What do you think triggered this evolution?
I think it's all about the intersection of vision and tech. Like back in the 80s, we had these giant bricks from Motorola. And no one really knew like where it could go because everybody kept making new designs, but every phone looked like a recreation of another one. But then this guy, this nerd named Steve Jobs, came from Apple with the iPhone and took a complete leap into the unknown. And suddenly we're holding this compact computer in our hands, which I think was a huge turning point.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree.
All right, so like smartphones are like essentially digital Swiss Army knives. I mean, I carry mine around every day. So like, what are your thoughts on the current state of smartphones?
I mean, yeah, it's mind-blowing really. Like these devices have completely transformed everything from communication to like digital extensions of ourselves, you know? Like social media, camera apps, it's a mini universe that we have right in our pocket. What would you say your current take on the landscape is?
I mean, I couldn't agree more with you. I mean, we've kind of reached a point where our lives are like intertwined with these devices. And they've become basically a necessity to work, communicate, and entertainment. And I mean, we basically just need them every day.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your ideas like to make it better? Because obviously we can improve it.
Right. You know, I would say right now from what I've read in like Forbes and in the future of smartphones is basically AI, you know. But why do we really care about that stuff? I think people would much rather have improved cameras, more durability, better processing speeds, waterproof, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. Like, AI is fine right now. Like, everything I need Siri for, I already have. I don't need her to get better.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Like, I think sustainability is a hot topic. I mean, like, how can we make our smartphones more eco-friendly? Because I think that should be our priority instead of AI's.
Yeah, you know, I would say sustainability is crucial. You know, instead of having phones designed with modular components, when one part is outdated or broken, you replace that part instead of the whole device. You know, it reduces electronic waste significantly. Like, I would just like to say, though, or a question more for you. What was your perspective on sustainability?
I mean, let's talk about, like, the materials and stuff. Like, phones should be made with recyclable and environmentally friendly materials because we make so many of them every year. I think just throwing them away when a new one comes out is completely wasteful. So if we were to make them recyclable, we're basically minimizing our environmental footprint, and that's just better for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing I find myself having problems with is the battery life. Like, I'm always doing something important, like, at the end of the day, and then all of a sudden my battery is about to, like, run out. So how do you think we could extend it without compromising the performance of the phones?
I mean, I would say long-lasting batteries would just mean less dependency on charging stations, which would be a huge convenience for users who are paying all this money to have the phone. And on top of battery life, I would say another thing we really need to improve on is the customization, like tailoring the phone to a personal individual preference, such as like letting the customer choose the components they actually care about, such as better cameras, better processors, different colors, like overall aesthetic, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, so what I have a PC at home, and I've made it for I've made it for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's kind of what our phones are right now, but maybe some people want like cameras only, like a camera only phone for photography that they could carry around anywhere,
or even a gaming only phone for the people who like to game more. Yeah,
yeah, like people I know, everyone like has a gaming PC all the days. All these days.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I mean, I think phones could cater more diverse needs, because like I feel like right now the features like voice command and haptic feedback, those can make smartphones more accessible for people with disabilities. Like right now I think it's just not enough. So I mean, like, what's your perspective on this inclusive designs?
Well, I completely agree with what you said. Like, accessibility should be integrated into the design process from the very beginning. We need to consider a wide range of user experiences to ensure that the technology is truly for everyone, you know? And I would just like to say as a final point, Kevin, security. How do we balance privacy and functionality?
I think striking the right balance between those is challenging, because advancements and decentralized data storage are promising approaches. I mean, we want phones to be secure fortresses, because like for me, I have like everything in my Notes app. I have all my passwords and stuff in just a Notes app, and I just feel like that's not enough for such important things. So like, yeah, And then what are your thoughts on this? Because I know it's like a really like important topic.
You know, privacy is a fundamental right. You know, while we do enhance security, we also need to empower users with more control over their data. And stricter privacy laws and user-friendly controls can easily achieve this with delicate balance. So, well, I just want to say thank you for the insightful journey you've put me on. I would like to thank you again for coming on this show.
Yeah.
And until next time, tech enthusiasts, stay curious, because remember, the future is just one idea away.